Snow-covered streets and icy sidewalks are nothing new to residents of Buffalo, but for some, it can be an impediment to getting out and about in the winter months. That's why city offices like the Wellness Institute think about walkability in this time of year. Its environmental health promotion specialist, Sarah Martin, considers concepts like placemaking, turning communities into places people want to be and can readily enjoy. She says it's easiest during the warmer months.
But you could argue it's more important in the winter. Because you do have to kind of overcome that extra barrier of, hey, it's cold outside, you know, why would I want to go outside? Or the sidewalks might be slippery.
And helping with those issues is where partnership with the Public Works Department comes in. Commissioner Steven Stepniak says his job is to provide services that make the city an appealing place to live. The two offices work to identify problem areas for winter walkability and send out contractors or city crews to clear them. Some of the most important are vacant properties along main thoroughfares that might impede access to bus routes. Stepniak says hearing from the public through the city's 311 line also plays an important role when cold weather conditions strike.
And if anybody's having any difficulties, either it's getting their own sidewalk clear or a sidewalk in their neighborhood clear, to call us and give us that data. The data is the best thing that can run those programs and help generate the work that needs to be done.
Both offices work to continue cooperation between the city, its businesses, and its residents, because there's a part for everyone to play in keeping sidewalks clear.
You know, understand that others need that assistance, and walking down the street sometimes what might not look bad to us makes it very difficult for some of our senior folks to get down the street and help each other out where we can.
Buffalo is, after all, the city of good neighbors. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.